Studio.
That's it.
Studio 360.
With Kurt Anderson.
Because this is Halloween weekend, we've got a whole hour of stories about how the makers of culture, of literature, of movies, of television, of all of it, scare us. The art of being scary. To start, we've got the director of the Evil Dead trilogy, Sam Raimi. His movies really have everything you need in a horror film, a cabin deep in the woods, college students possessed by demons, and then a hero who knows how to fire up a chainsaw and does.
Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird.
After the success of those Evil Dead movies, Raimi switched to making more mainstream movies like Spider-Man and Oz the Great and Powerful. But in between those, he dipped back into the supernatural with the movie Drag Me to Hell. I like Drag Me to Hell. It stars Alison Lohman as a sweet mortgage loan officer who's got to evict this elderly, apparently gypsy woman from her home.
Another extension is out of the question.
Where will I live?
I'm really sorry.
Never have I begged for anything, but now I humble myself before
Stenish,
you.
Please.
I beg you.
Please let go.
Please let go.
Security!
You shame me.
Sam Raimi, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, are the gypsies angry at you? Are the Roma people angry at you?
Well, I never actually said that that old woman was a gypsy, for starters. Perhaps that's your own prejudice coming out.
Please.
However, I've got a little bit of gypsy blood in me, and my mother always used to threaten me that my Aunt Minnie would put the evil eye on my brother and I if we didn't behave. This is after her terrible pinches would fail. So my brother and I wrote this story based on the idea, what would happen if that evil eye actually did get put upon us.
As Urdog Sion paid.
It's not really the old woman who is the villain of the piece. It's actually the very sweet and pretty young face of Alison Lohman. She's the one that denies the old woman kindness. She's the one that sins out of greed and throws the old woman from her house. Yes, the old woman strikes back with a curse, but really that curse is put upon her with a condition. Soon it will be you who come calling to me, she says.
Soon it will be you who comes begging to me.
But unfortunately, the old woman dies before Alison has a chance to get that curse lifted from her.
So you really do regard the witchy, gypsy-ish woman as the victimized person in this piece.
After Alison's character makes the sin, there's a demon from hell that comes up as punishment and torments her. And I wanted the audience to know that they were guilty of that sin too, and it was not just coming for Alison, but coming for them.
We are all soulless yuppies.
Well, at least we're all guilty of the sin of greed. It's rampant around us, and I wanted the audience to pay the price for it.
After you've made the Spider-Man movies, these huge blockbusters, and you could presumably do almost anything you wanted, why make the choice to do this relatively low-budget horror picture?
Well, I've had the good fortune of having made some horror films in the past called Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2, and they have a very small but devoted following, those pictures.
Those films that came out when I was young.
That's right. That's right. I'm an old man, and you are a young, handsome fellow, I can tell you, audience, as I look upon them. But that horror crowd is unlike any other crowd, and even more than the highfalutin art and film lovers, the real crowd that loves cinema is actually this horror crowd. They go to these films with open arms, with an attitude like, thrill me, I want to be thrilled, I'll give back to you, just give to me. And I wanted to make a film for them, for my own good.
Do you remember the first horror movie you saw as a kid?
The first horror movie I saw, I can't remember the whole thing, I don't remember much of it, but it was called The Screaming Skull. And I was just remember some terrifying image that, again, my mother had to pull me from the theater because I began shrieking in front of the entire crowd.
I used to do that too as a kid and then never went to horror movies again. And Yours is the first one I've been to in about 20 years as a result. You, however, obviously were drawn to the idea of, oh, that really scared me. Now let me try to do that.
It took me a while to learn an appreciation for the craft of making a horror film and the art of it. I had an aversion to them because they so terrified me. I'm such a coward. Even now, I can't see that many horror films.
Really?
It takes time for me to recover.
So to the degree this is a return to your roots, I'm wondering, as a boy in Michigan, you were shooting Super 8 films with an idea toward this is my life and I'm teaching myself how to be a film director?
I was just trying to make better and better films because when I would show my bad films to the audience, it was a tremendous amount of suffering I would go through. They would boo them.
These are your friends.
That's right. They were my friends. But I tried to show them to paying audiences because you get a much better, more honest response from a paying crowd. Even as a student filmmaker, would charge them a dollar, 50 cents, whatever they could afford. Then you'd get a realistic response. And I would then take the films back and try and make them better. I'd recut them. I'd resound them. I'd reshoot a joke to make it funnier. And I'd show it again. And that process is really what taught me how to make films.
Well, and your films actually can be very funny. I'm thinking of, for instance, the third movie in the Evil Dead trilogy, Army of Darkness, which becomes totally slapstick at one point. Let's listen to this clip of your childhood pal, Bruce Campbell, who is playing your hero, Ash, who has been sucked through a wormhole into the Middle Ages.
For that arrogance, I shall see you dead. Yeah. All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick! It's a 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart's top of the line. You can find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. It's got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger. That's right. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. You got that?
That was Army of Darkness. I find that scene incredibly funny. And you obviously have a comic impulse that you let loose fairly often.
Thanks for that. Yes, I love comedy. And they're kind of very closely related, you know, horror and comedy. They seem to complement each other quite a bit.
Well, and watching Drag Me to Hell, as my audience is scared about what's about to happen, they are also laughing at their own fear. I mean, they are literally intertwined.
I see something terrifying and I titter because I'm scared. And so I've tried to put a lot of black humor into the film so that the audience could have that reaction often.
Tell me about the special effects in Drag Me to Hell versus Spider-Man. Do you begin thinking differently about how you're going to pull off moments because of the budget in terms of the effects that you can do?
Absolutely. With Drag Me to Hell, I wanted a much more immediate response from the audience, something that hit a much more on a gut level. And what happens, I find, when I work with digital effects is this. I have an actor and a green screen, and I direct the actor, and I say, look at the green screen. Now imagine a truck is coming. It's coming closer. Closer still, it blows its loud horn. Now hit him with the air, fellas. Hit him with the air blast. And they hit him with the wind fan, and then there's an explosion that takes place upon the truck, and a lighting effect will hit the actor. And the truck rolls toward you, I shout. He delivers this performance in this way. He hears what I say. He has to imagine it in his mind. He has to project it onto this green screen in his imagination, and then he has to react to it. Then later, not only is that a diluted process, but an animation act.
Diluted, not diluted.
Well, it is impure because the actors react. That's what they do. They're not supposed to manufacture, project,
right,
interpret, and then react. It's just asking too much. And the audience is very intelligent, very intuitive. They know that something artificial is happening.
You show up in a lot of your films. Is that an homage to Hitchcock?
No, I used to show up in some pictures, and then I was in one called, I won't even give you the name because I respect your audience too much, but my wife saw my performance and she said, Sam, I come from a family of actors and I have such a great deep respect for the craft and art of acting. that you shall never act again. And that was the last time I appeared in the picture.
So now your mother's 1973 yellow Oldsmobile appears in every movie instead.
That's right. That car, the Delta 88 Royale Classic, if you don't mind, is playing quite an important part in Drag Me to Hell.
It is the non-gypsy evildoer's car.
That car had always been in the Super 8 movies that I made as a kid because it was my mom's car. Then when I went off to college, it would happen to be in those films because I was using that car. And after a while, I realized it had been in every film I had ever made, and so I just kept putting in those pictures.
Has the Smithsonian asked you for it yet?
No, but it's available to your listeners right now on eBay.
Sam Raimi, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Since that conversation, Sam Raimi has resurrected his original claim to fame, now as a TV series on the Starz channel. Ash vs. Evil Dead was just renewed for its third season.